just getting a feel for our coronavirus situation. Lorraine, you want to kick off?
Nothing really new to report, I don't think. Everything is just kind of moving forward and getting on with things, I think.
So you're obviously open and business as usual, is it?
We're open. We had a week where we had to close for a staff member, which was a kind of, a big problem for us, but a big problem for our parents as well. But yeah, it's fine. It is what it is. But yeah, thankfully nothing now, and with rules and everything relaxing a bit, hopefully it'll be a bit easier for everybody who may need to self-isolate or not. So yeah.
Jean?
No, I don't have anything. No.
Val?
Nope, nothing.
Elaine?
Well, I haven't actually seen what was said today. How much has been relaxed after Nicola's speech today? I'm not sure. But no, nothing from me either, really.
So they seem to be relaxing the distancing requirements. Nightclubs and things like that are getting the green light to open up.
Okay.
They're still advising people to wear masks, which I think most people will probably do anyway. I think the experience in England is that although in theory the whole place is opened up, people still, and they haven't really thrown things to the wind. So I think people are a bit more cautious than what you would think. And that's good. They're still going down everywhere. So I think, the legal requirements are being removed, but people are still just easing their way into it, which I guess is what we want.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've got Mary McDougall coming in here as well, so that's good. So who else on? John, have you got anything specific on coronavirus?
Well, just to say that the vaccine has now been offered to children between 12 and 17 with certain health conditions. And next month, they're due to start the booster jabs for people in cohorts 1 to 9, which I think are the ones that have already been done. So they'll start again with care home residents and health and social care workers and work their way through the list of age groups with the booster jag. And currently, most up-to-date figure I have is that 91.7% of the population in Perth and Kinross over 18 have had their first jag, and 76.6% have had both.
Okay, thank you, John. Alistair, have you picked up anything further afield of interest?
Not really. I think that a couple of things that I've been talking to people about are about responsible socialising again, and those who perhaps haven't socialised for a while, and perhaps some of the anxiety behind that. But nothing really. I think, as I kind of mentioned before, it's all about people behaviour now, and that's something that you can advise, etc. But we can't always legislate for people behaviour. I've got to say, I was in supermarket in Perth at the weekend past, and I was quite astonished by the number of non-mask wearers and the number of those who had abandoned social distancing rules. I actually had to say to a lady who reached over me for something, "Excuse me, I'll let you in, but have you not still heard of social distancing?" She just glowered at me and moved on. So I'm a bit kind of cautious of people behaviour continuing, and those who have been double vaccinated and think it's all over. I think we still need to get that message out that we're living with this ongoing, and just because you've had two vaccines, it ain't all over. So I think it's with optimism that we move forward.
Have you got any observations, Ashley?
No, it's kind of hard for me to make observations. I'm not really up in the area, but down where I am, same as Alistair, I've kind of noticed people basically giving up on it and just happy to go out to clubs and stuff again. I stay in the town centre down here, and it's very loud. People are back out to normal. You'd think they've forgotten it all happened.
Yeah. So that's where we are now, is sort of easing back to things the way they were. And I guess there'll be a few little bumps and frustrations along the way. But I think Aberfeldy as a whole feels relatively good at the moment. I know there's been a few cases recorded roundabouts, but they're pretty low, and they seem to have, I know there's been a few in Pitlochry recently as well, but they seem to be passing through the system okay. We've got Mary McDougall has just come
Hello.
In.
Hello.
So we'll go to Mary. We'll go to Mary in a while for her no spray initiative. Is that all we have to say about coronavirus?